Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello, welcome everybody. If you're listening now, in the past, or the future, let me ask you a question. Is everything seeming familiar? Like, you've done it all before, and way beyond like deja vu. It's just like, oh my gosh, it just seems like I've done this before and had this before and been here before. And like, why am I even doing it again? Well, you want to know why it seems so familiar? More than likely, you have done it before. Today on the Exploration of Wonder, we are exploring, is your life on repeat? And this is another one, my friends, that is a special one for me because, yeah, I've done it. A lot of the examples I have today come from my own life of me going, wait a minute, what? So I hope that's a contribution to you. And who am I? I am Danielle Carter. I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, laughter-inducing change agent, intuitive empowerment coach, and often your biggest fan. And each week on the Exploration of Wonder, we explore and discover this amazing, brilliant universe out there. And if you have any show suggestions, anything that you're curious about, that you're wondering about, I'm usually curious and wondering about it too. So drop me a line at hello@danielle.com, and yeah, let's see if we can explore this together. All right, so is your life on repeat? It's you know, in the description of the show I put is like, are you like on Groundhog Day? Because everything seems just the same, and you know, and all that kind of stuff. And it's that, but it's also, we're going to look at some obvious ones. But we're going to look at subtle ones too. And it's usually the subtle ones that kind of kick you into butt. Okay. Because it's those subtle ones that were like, oh, I didn't know I was doing that or being that. Or like, oh, that makes so much sense now. Right? So what does a life on repeat look like? Well, like I said, the obvious ones, daily routines. Coffee, how you take the route to work, same TV shows, same music, and I'll be honest, I do this one all the time, okay? This is me rereading the same books. And because we're all brilliant in our insanity, I had the excuse of, well, I'm not reading a new book because I don't want to tax my system. I just need to relax. And I just, you know, I've had so much going on. I don't want to overstimulate. So I'm just going to read the same book again because it's like a vacation. Well, little did I know I was actually vacationing from my life, vacationing from possibility and vacationing from, like, you know, more, having more. So, yeah. So those are the, like I said, that's the obvious one of what it looks like, of daily routines, coffee commute, that kind of stuff, right? But then it's the subtle ones. And this is, I want to spend more time on today. The subtle ones. It's relational patterns. What does that mean? It's a nice fancy word, relational patterns. What does it mean? Falling for the same type of person. Any of you ever get the same type of boyfriend or girlfriend? Blink, blink, blink. Or the same type of friend. Like, I have one client, I do a lot of private sessions with her. She's like, I always seem to find friends who, it's all about them and never me. And I'm like, okay, well, let's talk about that, right? But that's a pattern. That is having your life on repeat, okay? The same family or friend arguments. Anybody know anybody like that where it's just, you're trying to hash it out with your family. You're trying to get to a situation, the clearer on the situation. But what actually occurs with that is you tend to put you and your friends and family in a loop. Because how many times do you actually solve what you're arguing about? Right? And with my clients, they'll say that I will experience that with them a lot, where they're telling me the same story. I'm like, we've talked about this. I know, but blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, we've talked about this. Because one of the things I want to invite you to start looking at as we're exploring this topic, because you know me, I love the energetics of it, but I also love the psychology of it, and this reality, non-reality, beyond this reality, all that kind of stuff, right? So I want you to, for me, it's a combination of it all that really frees us. So I want you to start inviting, let me try that sentence again, take two, all right. I want to invite you to start looking at the energetics of this, okay? So with my clients who I'm like, okay, so we've had this conversation before, what would you like to choose? And then they just start repeating, oh, I've had that same conversation, I've had the same argument, that kind of stuff. What is the energy doing? Okay, it's looping. They're not going anywhere. They're just like one of those little mice on the wheel treadmill. It goes squeak, 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 and it round and round and round and round. They don't go anywhere. But that's the energy of it. And what's interesting is we can see it so obvious on the outside because we like to be superior sometimes, right? Another topic. But it's always easier to see things outside of ourselves than inside of ourselves, okay? And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But look at that energy. Those clients were just like, we've had this conversation. What goes on with that? A looping energy. And one that in this same relation, we're still in relational patterns, but another one that I think is interesting that doesn't get discussed enough are the rapidity of dark thoughts. Okay. How often do our dark thoughts repeat? And then we think there's something wrong with us. And there's so much we could go into on that. And maybe I should do that, or your dark thoughts ruling you, right? Maybe that'd be a great show to do. But we also do this. Your life gets on repeat with these dark thoughts. And we're going to talk a little bit later about how to break free from some of those. But how many of us have those? And it doesn't have to be like, I want out of this world thoughts. But also like, what is my value? Why am I even here? I'm so confused. I don't know what to do. Those are also ways that we live our life on repeat that we don't really acknowledge or look at because we think, oh, well, that's just the way my life is. No, no, no. Your life is on repeat because look at that energy. Every time you have a thought like that, what does the energy do? It loops. It reinforces. It grows bigger and stronger. Ah, crap. That's not the thoughts that we want to grow bigger and stronger. We don't want those dark thoughts to grow bigger and stronger, okay? So we'll have some tips later on how to shift and change that, okay? And then some other ones, career ruts. And, you know, some of them are obvious of like, I have no more enthusiasm for my job or anything like that. But another more subtle one that I really want to invite you to look at is how many of you have just been feeling uninspired? Yeah. Interestingly enough, I had a friend just before the show text me and he's like, I'm just so tired of being uninspired and unmotivated. I'm like, are you doing my show? Because we do that and we don't think of that as a repetitive pattern, but it is. We think, oh, that's just the way I am. There's something wrong with me. Energetically, we loop again. So we really need to start looking at these places of like where we have to keep having the same thoughts. And excuse me. I'm not saying ignore these thoughts because there's something underneath that needs to be addressed. But how often do we just stop at the thought and then we go, oh, that's just the way it is. It's not the way it is. The universe, your body, your higher self, whatever you want to call it, is telling you something. With that thought that keeps coming up, that repetitive pattern, what is underneath it? What is underneath that repetitive thought? Like my friend, when he was saying he's so feeling so unmotivated and uninterested, right? What's going on? What's going on underneath, right? It could be a case of they're not happy where they are. But instead of looking at not happy where they are, they just keep going, I'm so unmotivated. And so we keep repeating our life of, I'm just unmotivated. There's something wrong with me. How do I get motivated? When really we should be looking at, why don't I like where I am? what can I change about where I am? But we tend to just stick with the thought of, I'm just so unmotivated. Okay. Another one for career rut, like the repetitive of career, is doing the minimum. I know nobody out there would just do the minimum to keep their job. If you're just doing the minimum in your job or your life, you may, I got tips for you. Stick around. Okay. Personal habits is another way that you can have like a repetitive pattern in your life. Personal habits of procrastination. My favorite is, I'll start tomorrow. And yes, I said that jokingly because it's like, oh, today's Monday? Well, I'll start on Wednesday, so I'll start tomorrow. Right? It's funny in my head. It's funny on the paper, but okay. Sometimes out of my mouth, not as funny, but it is, right? I'll start tomorrow. Comfort eating. Same thing every day. And I agree with this one to a point, and no, I wish there was another way of saying this, because I will make the same thing and eat it for 5 days. I've learned from my mother to make a big batch of things, and then I can freeze it, but I tend not to, right? So that isn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you go to the same restaurant every day at lunch. You order the same thing. When there is no longer a question in your life with food of what your body wants to eat, where it wants to eat, where you want to go, that is the repetitive pattern. If you're not going, where should we go to lunch today? And you're just going, oh, I just go to the same place and order the same thing. And you're not even reading the menu anymore. That's the repetitive pattern. Okay. Avoiding new hobbies or reading anything new, really. That's the other thing is like, are you avoiding anything new? And that, my friends, is the crux of really of what this is today, is avoiding anything new. Excuse me. So there is something that gets created when our world receives new inputs. Our world, our universe, our body, our mind, our brain. Something gets created when we receive new inputs. Okay. Not only new neural pathways, and if you've listened to any of my shows, done any of my classes, or a private session with me, I'm always freaking talking about these neural pathways because it is a big thing, right? We get in this comfortable of our we get comfortable in our uncomfortable, and we have these pathways. So when we receive new book, new song, new hobby, new all this kind of stuff, not only does it create new neural pathways, it also creates those energetic pathways. And it's a refresh of energy that is required to create the life that you are actually asking for. Okay. And what's interesting is I've seen so many people, myself included, I might as well just put that as a whole caveat for the show, myself included, right? Because I told you at the beginning, this is a big one for me because I've done that a lot. I've been repeating my life. Sometimes it's a 3-year cycle, right? It's like, oh no, I'm not repeating. I did this 3 years ago, and then I did that, and then that, and then that, and I realized, oh my gosh, I'm on a 3-year cycle. What the hell? Okay. Yeah, it doesn't mean it's the same thing every day. Sometimes it takes a longer cycle, but I want you to start looking at that, exploring it, okay? So, but what's interesting with that kind of thing is we're spinning in one spot. It's like those, I think it was even before me, but those kid toys where you sat and just spun and spun and spun. And I'm not talking about the big ones in like a playground, but there was one where it's like you just sit, cross your legs, and then it just spin. And what's interesting is we think we're moving, but we're not. We're just spinning in place. And how do you stop spinning in place? New input is required. A refresh is required. Okay. So we're going to go to our break, and when we come back, we're going to start exploring those places of, hopefully now you're beginning to realize that some of the places you're doing repeated patterns, because it doesn't have to be your whole life, but I guarantee there are places where you have repeated patterns, okay? So why do we do it? Good question. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. All right. You are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back to The Exploration of Wonder. I am so excited you are here with me, listening now in the present, in the past. Yes, I believe that's possible, or the future. And thank you for exploring this amazing, amazing world with me. And I would like to take a moment and invite you to a new class I have coming up. I'm very excited about it. If you've listened to some of my shows, you've heard me talk about turning the molecules and accessing the quantum realm and the quantum field and changing massive reality with your thoughts and your intentions. And would you like to do it with me and a group of other people? Cool. Then I would like to invite you to something I call Turning the Molecules, the Quantum Shift. And it starts on July 9th. We meet weekly. It's 3 months long. First month is all about body. Second month is all about the earth. And third month is all about money. Anybody else want some more ease and creation with body, earth, and money? Cool. Feel free to join us. You can go to danielle.com. And read more up on it. All right. So today we're talking about, are you living your life on repeat? All of your life? Nah. A lot of it? Maybe. Some of it? Probably. Okay. So the first segment, we started talking about ways to recognize it. And one of the places I'd really encourage you to is those subtle ones that I was talking about. Because the obvious ones, yes, I drive the same way. Those are obvious. But the more subtle ones, like the repeating thoughts and that kind of stuff, please start looking at that. All right, so why? Why do we do this? By the way, I think the word why always has that whining tone to it. Why? Why? So why do we do it? Why do we always do this repeating patterns? Because it's such a prevalent thing out there. That's why I feel pretty secure in saying that I guarantee some of you somewhere in your life have a repeated pattern. Okay, so why do we do it? Psychologically, energetically, emotionally, why? First, comfort and safety. We get comfortable in our uncomfortableness. Okay, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. I hear a lot of reasons and excuses for people not choosing change, and this is just it, because they're comfortable with their uncomfortableness. Okay. And we've made this that if you don't know where you're going, it's scary. But the known is less scary than the unknown. Okay. So one of the main reasons we keep doing our life on repeat is the comfort and safety of it. All right. And the second one is it's efficient. Bear with me for a moment. I'm going to get a little nerdy, but not for very long because we don't need to go there on this show. Our brains, the little gray matter up here in your head, they like routines to save mental energy. Okay. This is actually a theory, program, whatever you want to call. It's called cognitive efficiency. Okay. So, and just really briefly, our brains are constantly constantly processing vast amounts of information, brain, not mind. To manage this load and operate efficiently, they rely on cognitive biases and shortcuts. So when faced with familiar situations or information, the brain can use established neural pathways and routines, which requires less effort than processing new and unfamiliar. Like I said, that's as nerdy as I'm going to get with that. But just so you know, it's called cognitive efficiency. And it is that the brain goes, oh, I don't have to create a new pathway. Great. I'm just going to go down this one. And that's where some of that comfort and ease comes from. Because when we're receiving new information, we require new pathways. We require different ways of doing things, of seeing things, receiving things, going a different direction. And it can take some effort. And so sometimes and this is where I get the comfort makes sense, because if you're exhausted, if your life is just exhausting, I joke, but I don't joke, because how many of us do have those moments of like, I just had enough? Well, you know what? Your brain gets that way sometimes too. Any of you ever been overstimulated? Yeah. Okay. So when you're in that overstimulated moment, if your brain doesn't have to form new neural pathways, it goes good. Okay. So that's one of the reasons why we do it, is it's more efficient. Thanks, brain. Okay. And this is not to make brain the bad guy, because trust me, I love the brains in our head. It's what keeps your body running. It's what me talking right now, or moving with my hands, or being able to process the information, to read it, to have it, to speak it to you, all takes place in the brain. I'm grateful for that. Okay. Those neural pathways and those neurons firing, I'm a big fan. So another reason of why is fear of failure or success, which is an interesting one. And it's a big one. Okay. For me, it's that the gift and curse of potential. Any of you as children were told, oh my gosh, you have so much potential. I just can't wait to see what you do. Raise your hands, right? How much of that was a gift and a curse? Oh, I have all this potential. I have to live up to it. Yay. Right? But then, just like Schrodinger's cat, which I'm not going to get into, but there's a cat in a box. And until you open the box, it's either both alive and dead, because you don't know what's going on in there. Morbid, but anyway. But the same with potential. Potential is always out there until you succeed or fail at it. But as long as it's out there, you still have the possibility of that potential that it promises. So how many of you are repeating your life to avoid failing or succeeding at that potential that you got labeled with? Okay, fun stuff, right? And that's where I get some of that fear of failure or success. And the fear, it's amazing to me how many people are more comfortable with failure than comfortable with success. Oh boy, I could do a whole show on that one. Because failure, oh yeah, I know how to fail well. I know how to survive well. But if I'm success, what's that going to look like? What else is going to be expected of me? How much more responsibility is out there, right? So what do? You choose neither, and you just do your life on repeat, okay? Fear of failure, success is a big one. Another one, unexamined beliefs, or as I really like to put it, standard operating procedures that we picked up from friends and family and culture. Yay, thank you. Right, but it is these places where I'm not going to go into it because I don't want to waste the time, but that joke where, actually, I think I will go into it. All right. A woman cooking a meal, and her husband comes up to her and says, "Hey, I know you're cooking ham. Why do you cut off that end of the ham? Because there's still a lot of good meat in it." And she goes, "I don't know. My mom did it that way." And so she goes to her mom, and she's like, "Hey, mom, when we were cooking ham and you taught me how to cook ham, we cut off this round end. Why do we cut off the round end? Because there's still so much good meat in it." And she's like, "I don't know. My mom did it that way." So they go to your mom, her mom, grandmother, right, and ask. It's like, "Hey, why do you do that?" And she goes, "Oh, I had to cut off the end because it didn't fit in the pan." What? What? Right? Not only is it so much, like, pork out there just getting thrown away, but how often do we actually do that? And this is another aspect, one of those subtle aspects of living your life on repeat is like, oh, we just always done it that way. Right? I did a whole show on have you stopped asking questions, and this has a similar vibe of that. It's like, how many things with culture, family, or friends have you stopped asking questions about because you were told that's how it is? Okay? So that's what it's the autopilot of old programming, those standard operating procedures. How many of us are doing it that way? But yeah, that's one of those subtle life on repeat that you don't think about it. Well, it's just the way we do it. Like, I'll admit, the first time, like, my family, we grew up on Mexican food. I know it don't look like it if you're watching on TV or listening. I don't look like I would be growing up on Mexican food, but I do. I grew up on Mexican food, various reasons why. And we have our recipes of hot sauce, salsa, queso, enchiladas, green chili, tamales, all that kind of stuff. We have our family recipes. Well, my sister, who is a recipe developer, food influence, blog influencer, you know, she does paleo and now she's branching out into other recipes as well. The first time she made the green chili different, outwardly I was calm. Inwardly, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? How dare you? How dare you shift and change? What is this? I'm like, now I look back, I'm like, wow, how insane was I that I was just so not asking questions about, can it get any better? What else would be, like, how can we evolve it? Or like, oh, let's put in more salt. Hey, maybe the more salt would even be good. But I was living my life on repeat in this subtle way of, no, it's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Okay. So unexamined beliefs, autopilot based on old programming, things that are just the way it is, standard operating procedure of friends, family, and culture. And please really look at the culture, not to make culture. In the weird, nerdy way I am, I have a freaking archaeology degree with all the other stuff I do. I love archaeology, anthropology, and history. So I'm not saying throw away cultures and traditions. Don't do it just because it's always the way it's been done. They evolved, so can you. How many of us have actually stopped the evolution of our family, our culture, because we were trying to honor what came before us, so we're afraid to change it or add to it, and so we stop our life and we repeat our life, okay? They evolved, so can we. All right, so we, why does it matter? Why does it matter? You're like, you're going on and on and on, Danielle, about all this repeat. Some of this stuff doesn't sound too bad. Why are you going? Why are you telling me that I should not do this on repeat? Not all repeat patterns are the same. I'm inviting you to look at the energy of it. Okay. What is actually going on with it? And those energies that are looping, that are stopping you from keeping you in that, I don't like my life. I can't seem to change anything. Those kind of energies, please start looking at that. Why does it matter? You have a loss of wonder and discovery. Okay. When you're living your life on repeat, you start to lose the wonder and discovery. And I know you haven't lost it completely, or you wouldn't be listening to a show called The Exploration of Wonder. Okay. But we do this loss of wonder and discovery. Okay. Just sit with that for a moment. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a commercial break, and I just want you to really be with that energy for a second of the loss of wonder and discovery. And what's interesting is a couple of years ago, I started playing Dungeons and Dragons with some nieces and nephews. And before you all go, oh, that's so cute. No, they're in their 30s, have kids. We're all adults, even though I changed their diapers, which is a weird thing. But what was interesting is when we first started playing, it's a role play thing. It's all descriptive. So it's basically like the dungeon master, the storyteller. He'll be like, okay, you walk into a pub and this group's doing this and this and this and this. And he's describing the whole scene. And then he's like, okay, what do you do? And I'm like, And my nieces and nephews had played before. They're like, oh, okay, I go up to the barman and I ask him these questions. And then, oh, I'll go over here to the fire and do this. And I'm like, and they're in character. And it was really uncomfortable for a long time until I went, oh, crap. I had grown up and stopped playing. I had stopped being wonder and discovery. And so it was really, I started to imagine again. And that was really fun. So for me, that was one of those losses of wonder and discovery. Because, I mean, obviously I wasn't completely lost of wonder and discovery because, hello, look at the past almost 20 years of my life. But in this, I had stopped imagining. Because that's a kid thing. Oh, no. And it's amazing to see those neural pathways that opened up, those energetic pathways that opened up when I started imagining again in Dungeons & Dragons. All right. So now we're going to go to our commercial break. But dude, look at that. Where else have you lost a sense of wonder and discovery with these repeated patterns? All right. You are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And we are on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder. And just like the voice before me said, hello@danielle.com is the place to go to if you want to, if there's something you're curious about. If you're wanting to drop a topic and go, hey, let's explore this, I would love to explore with you. So please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com so we can explore this all together. All right, my friends. So today we're talking about, is your life on repeat? Some places, yes. And I know this is a serious subject, and I've been very light on this because it's not something that's insurmountable. Basically, it's about the awareness of it, and we're going to get to that in a minute. So a little bit more on why does it matter? Why does it matter if your life's on repeat? Okay. I mean, it's like all those movies where you see people doing the same thing every day. They're happy, right? I need the crickets. The crickets sound effect, right? Because no. that's part of like all movies out there is it's like they do the same thing every day, the drones, they're not happy. Okay. So why does it matter? Because you want to be happy. I'm assuming you want to be happy because my producer said she'd come on and be my cricket for me. Thanks. We'll arrange that next time. But I know you want to be happy because you're here listening to this. Okay. Another one is for stagnation, which is another fancy word that just means that you're just not moving. You're just not going anywhere. And how many movies start out with that, right? I love movies. I have a production degree. I love stories. I have, you know, a lot of my references are about movies and books and stuff. But how many movies start out with that? I'm just so bored in my life. It's the same thing every day. Something has to change. And then boom, the stranger comes in and then, you know, their whole life changes. And then they're happier, right? So stagnation. But here, besides that other part of like, I'm just so bored and the stranger needs to come in and change my life. Personal growth halts. And this is another one of those subtle ones that I wanted to make sure that we spoke about. How many people watch and listen to self-exploration stuff all the time and take no action? That's spinning in that circle, that same spinning in that same place again. I applaud you. Keep listening. Keep doing that. But add that element of taking the action. Please, please, please. Because when we are living our life on repeat, self-growth, self-exploration stops. Slows down or becomes non-existent. Okay. Another one, missed possibilities, relationships, careers, friendships, creations, all of that kind of stuff. Discontent or boredom. How many people are bored in their lives? Oh my gosh. And I want you guys to please start looking at this stuff because I have seen so many people be bored in their lives and then create crap. Okay. This is that place where they create their furnace exploding or something, because then, hey, they have more of an exciting life. Please don't let boredom lead you into a life you don't desire. So we can get off the life of a repeat and do and make another choice. Okay. Unfulfillment, which is different than boredom. Unfulfillment comes at that deep seated. I feel like there's something missing from the very core of who I am. Okay. Boredom is like, I like me, but I'm just bored. I need something new. Unfulfillment is that place where we feel less than us, that we have no purpose or value. Okay. So unfulfillment is a little bit different. Living life on repeat totally can lead to that unfulfillment. All right. So where can we break the habit? How do we do this? Easier than it looks, easier than it sounds. And one thing I'm going to suggest is start small. Okay. So many people try to do it all at once and it rarely works. Okay. And all those movie montages, like I love me a good 80s montage with the music going and all that kind of stuff. And while they're entertaining, they rarely express that it's usually a great amount of time that's taking place. And so somewhere we've been conditioned that like, oh, well, everything just has to happen in 30 seconds, right? And like on the TV show Community, he's like talking to this some random woman. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I grew up on TV where every problem is solved in 28 minutes or less. We've been conditioned to that, okay? So when I say, I mean, if everything can change at a dime, sure, possible of that, great, do it. If not, start small. And please don't judge yourself for starting small, because you'll get longer lasting and more firm, more dynamic results if you do. Okay. So one of the first things I would suggest doing is take one day or a full week. If you can do it for a full week, absolutely. What? Notice your patterns. Okay. You can even write it in a journal if you want to. Actually, I do suggest writing it down or a note on your phone or something like that. Just something that so you can have a log of what's been going on so you can find your patterns, okay? Be vulnerable. Don't be an asshole. Don't be a self-bully. All you're doing is noticing your patterns. This is your first action, okay? A lot of people have equated taking action with the physical doing of something, right? It's like, oh, I'm going to stop living my life on repeat, so I'm going to start a new hobby, which we're going to get to in a minute. But they think that it has to be that physical doing. And so they don't think that just taking a week and noticing the patterns in your life is doing anything. But it is a dynamic doing. Because until you have that self-awareness of yourself and what's going on, you're just going to stumble around again, which can lead to more of that, oh, see, I'm failing, more of those repeat patterns. So self-awareness is vital. And self-awareness through noticing your patterns. So take that day, or a week maybe, right? Because for some reason, this world is created on a week pattern, like Monday through Sunday or Sunday through Saturday or whatever, whatever calendar you follow. So I would suggest, if you can, take a week and notice your patterns, okay? And then after that, start introducing mini steps, okay? This one you've heard a lot, and this one you've ignored a lot, okay? Take a different path to work. New coffee, order a new coffee. Order a new coffee at a new cafe. New types of music, new types of book. Cook new types of food, okay? And why I joke that y'all have heard this one, you've all ignored it, because we've all heard it and we've all ignored it. Please don't discount this, okay? As I was talking about earlier in the show, with this brain's cognitive efficiency, yay, more big fancy words, we will default to those known pathways if we can. How do we create new pathways? One step at a time. And it doesn't have to be a leap off a cliff. It can. Great. Let me know how it goes. Had those times too. But don't discount those small steps. Or what we think as small steps. Because have you ever noticed how sometimes, like, if you are walking through snow, how hard is that first step? How hard is that second step? And yet we think those aren't valuable. It is so freaking valuable, those first and second steps. So please don't discount those small things like, all I did was drive a different direction. This is the beginning of creating those new neural pathways, those new energetic pathways, so that the next time you'll receive it more, because what you're doing with all of this stuff, my friends, all of these tips on how to shift and change it, you are retraining, refreshing, renewing yourself, your brain, your body, your universe, to receive this new input, to have these new fresh ideas. Because guess what? The more you are comfortable, oh, hello, my cat just showed up, scared me. The more, hi Brie, I'm doing a show. The more you are willing to have the input of those new pathways, new experiences, new energies coming in, the less you reject the new. And really, this is one of the key parts of all of this, is we live our life on a repeat and reject the new. But then how much is more money in your bank account new? Well, then it's new. You have to reject it because you don't know what that new input would even feel like. How much would a new creation be new? I know it's like a new creation would be new, of course, but when a new creation brings that energy of new, something different, if you haven't readjusted your entire being and universe to be able to receive that, you're going to reject it. And then this is the place where people are like, I do all this stuff and nothing ever changes, and I try to do things and nothing ever changes. Well, yeah, because how much of it, we're still sticking on those same neural pathways. So I'm going to say again, please don't discount taking a new path to work. That can shift and change and begin all those changes that you are actually asking for, okay? New coffee order? Yeah, new coffee order at a new cafe? Absolutely. All of those create and invite that new and that was previously unfamiliar to your universe so that you'll be open to receiving it more. Okay. So we're going to head out to our next commercial break here. I'm going to have a conversation with the cat. But if you are enjoying the show, my friends, please consider finding us on a podcast platform like iTunes. Look for the Exploration of Wonder and consider giving me a 5-star rating. It seems like a simple thing, but it is actually huge. And then if you're even willing to share it, that would even be amazing. For a growing channel like me, that is such a gift. And if you believe and know that other people who are living their life on repeat would like to know or benefit from this, please do consider that, okay? It's a small thing, but a huge thing in this world. All right, my friends, you are listening to or watching The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, on Inspired Choices Network, and me and the cat will be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and my cat, Brie. Brie lies in Brigia, Celtic goddess of fire, not the cheese. But, yeah, she's decided to join me for a little bit for today. So today we're talking about, are you living your life on repeat? And we've talked about recognizing it, why we do it, and how to shift and change it, okay? So before that, some of the tips we were talking about is to notice your patterns, okay? Take a day, take a week, notice your patterns. Then introduce many actions. Take a different path to work, new coffee, new type of music, new book. If you don't know what type of music, ask YouTube or a friend. They always come up with something. And then the next step, pick a new skill or interest. Okay. Slightly larger, but still within the bounds of not too scary. A new type of movement with your body. Right. I've been wanting to do kickboxing. Every time I hear that, my body's like, oh, I would love to do kickboxing, right? So a new type of movement. New phrases in a different language. And so I challenge you, how about, and make it fun. Learn all of your favorite swear words in 5 languages, okay? Have fun with it. But this is, we're bringing in the familiarity of the new. Because that's really what this is about, bringing the familiarity of the new, getting comfortable with that, okay? Go to a new museum or any museum. I know some people like museums. There's some really fun ones, and museums are evolving. They're making them more interactive, and so there's things you can go there and learn, pretend to fly and whatnot and have stuff like that. Explore the world around you where you live. My family and I were just talking about this yesterday. It wasn't until 2020 when the world shut down and I was doing international travel all the time. And so it wasn't in 2020 I went, wait a minute, Yellowstone Park National Park is 5 hours away from me. How come I've never been there? So explore the world around you where you live. People think you'll have to go far away to explore something new. Uh-uh. I guarantee there is amazing, beautiful things right where you are. As a matter of fact, I had a class last weekend here in Utah. And two of the ladies, they're like, oh, yeah, we went to this hot springs. I'm like, what hot springs? Okay. And it was just a 30-minute drive. I'm like, I want to go there. So explore the world around you. What else can be fun with that? Challenge. And here it is. Challenge your comfort zone. And I can feel how many of you clinched when I said challenge. Okay. But that's what this is all about. Speak up in a meeting that you don't usually speak to, or talk to a person you don't usually speak to. And it could just be something as hello, okay? Say yes to an invitation that you would normally say default no to. Like for me, it's like, hey, you want to go to the party? No. I don't even know what the party is, but I tend to not want to go, okay? But do it with safety. What I mean by that is don't just say like, oh, I'm going to say yes to everything. No, some things you need to say no to. And I have a show on that, The Power of Yes, I think. So please, that's a big one on that. Ask for something you want, need, or require, or help with something. Oh my gosh. The lack, let me say this, the unwillingness to ask for help or what you require or desire is one of the leading causes of us living our life on repeat. Okay. So I'm going to challenge you to go out and ask for something you want, need, require, desire, or need help with to get out of this repeat process, okay? And then the last one, reframe failures as discovery. And this is more just like, oh, you learn from everything that doesn't work, but actually reframe it. One of my favorite examples, Edison and the light bulb. They're like, oh, you failed 999 times, excuse me. You failed 999 times on how to make a light bulb? He's like, no, I discovered 999 ways not to make a light bulb. It wasn't a failure. He didn't see it as failure. Why should you? Okay. So it's like, reframe these failures as a discovery, not as a failure. Okay. Excuse me. Woo! All right. So what will your future be like? Increased curiosity and engagement with life, new opportunities, feelings of self-agency and empowerment. Woohoo! Have you ever noticed how much better you feel like when those to-do lists, the things on your to-do list are crossed off? Same thing. The more you're like, the more you have that new, the more you actually enjoy being in your life every day. Okay? Renewed energy. Because sitting still, figuratively or literally, doesn't save energy. It actually loses energy, okay? Let me say that again. Sitting still, figuratively or literally, doesn't save energy. You lose energy, okay? And then my favorite, you will discover more aspects of yourself. Because you, my friend, are an amazing, brilliant, curious, magnetic, required person and a gift to this universe if you'll allow yourself to be. So when you get familiar with that newness, you also get to discover more of you. How much fun is that? All right. And really quickly, next week, how to ask of the universe. We're going to go into what that actually looks like of how to ask of the universe. Work with the universe, yes, but how do we actually ask the universe for things? We're going to go into that. What it looks like, why we stop ourselves, and all of those kind of fun things. So how to ask of the universe. So, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this. Is your life on repeat? Because it doesn't have to be. If you're feeling discontented, unhappy, and stuck, please listen to the show again and begin to implement some of these things of how to shift and change your life. Because the more familiar and comfortable you become with the unfamiliar, the more your life takes off. The more possibilities come your way. Yes, even more money, more people, more happiness, more joy, more discovery. So please do take that first step. Notice your patterns and then make changes from there. All right, my friend, this has been the Exploration of Wonder with me, Danielle Carter. And until I see you next week, have a fun week, a magic week, and be back next week. I will be. All right. Thanks, everyone. I'll talk to you then. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.